Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of the young up-and-coming stars in the wine world, been around with us for a few years now, but it's getting so popular. It's Albarino. And it's being grown here in Maryland, for instance, and elsewhere. But I think you got to go back to Spain, Northwest Spain, to really appreciate it.
I totally agree. You know, there's been a lot of focus on ABC, which means anything but Chardonnay. And there's been a ton of focus in the last couple of years. People are drinking a lot of Italian Pinot Grigio, some of which is quite interesting, but most of which is really sort of one-dimensional
insipid
and not very good.
Yeah.
So Albarino, to me, brings something kind of cool to the table here. I've often thought of it as sort of an interesting sort of hybrid between kind of a Riesling and kind of a Viognier. It doesn't quite have the acidity of the Riesling, but it's got those sort of floral aromatics and a lot of the similar flavors that you're going to get from
some
of the Riesling and some of the same notes that you're going to get in a Viognier. As you mentioned, the primary area where these are produced in Spain is in an area in the northwest, just right at the top, called Rías Baixas. For those of you who are, again, the ABC crowd, this is what you look for in Albarino. You're going to look for great acidity, delicate floral aromatics, medium to light body. It's a good aperitif for a light seafood wine. And look for flavors of apricot, peach, pear, floral notes, green apples, quince. Those are just some of the highlights. So you will see those in almost all of these wines to varying degrees. What I found in the five that I tasted is that they're all giving you kind of the same thing, but they're kind of all just at different levels of intensity. So that's what you look for. Okay, one of the ones that really stuck out to me was called Paloma de Plata. It's a 2016. This is going to give you that great crisp acidity. It's sort of medium-bodied as far as Albarinos go, with little notes of liche. And this is all of $18. So again, great value here. Another one that I really enjoyed, which is Spanish, was a wine called Serra da Estrella. Estrella means star. And this is from 2015. Normally, you would want to go with the most recent vintage available because this is a crisp white. This is, again, going to give you all those classic flavors. This is a little lighter in body than the Paloma de Plata. But it sells for $15. So, I mean, you're really kind of hitting on all cylinders here from a price standpoint. Here's another one from Spain. It's called Licia, L-I-C-I-A. This is the 2016, and this is also going to be sort of in the lighter end of the spectrum. So if you like the more delicate style, $16. Again, we're not hurting you. And then there's a co-op called Bergens, and they've been making one that's been very well received and been around a long time as far as Albarinos go. This is the 2016. This one, along with the Paloma de Plata, were going to be the ones that are going to be on the more full-bodied, a little richer on the palate on that. This one's all of $15.
Gee,
now,
wow.
As you mentioned, they're beginning to produce some of these things in some other regions. So I tried one from a Napa Valley called Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
This had good acidity, slightly more full-bodied than any of the Spanish Spanish counterparts, and notes of peach and nectarine. $25. So you have to ask yourself, do you want to go with the real deal and save a few bucks, or do you want to spend a few dollars? Personally, I think you try them all and see where you end up.
Yeah, it's a really good philosophy, but exciting, fun wines, perfect for this time of the year. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.